Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Visiting critic, it's Elaine Houlihan, president of Machrana Pharma. We met Machrana's youngest ever president at the ploughing, but she's back. Welcome.
Thanks, Oliver.
We'd love to talk about back then, but we ran out of time. So delighted to have you back for the chat. Now, we asked you to review something that's massively out of your comfort zone. It is the rules, but I wonder, have we gone too far? Because you do, I believe, have a touch of ornithophobia, fear of birds, basically.
Birds flying at me. I'm okay with them being there, but like flying towards me now was...
Did you have an incident in childhood?
No, not really. I think it was more when I went to college, we were cycling around because I was in the Netherlands and the person that I lived with was like, I was cycling home one night, Elaine, and a pigeon flew into my chest. And ever since then, I've been like, oh my God.
That would do it. While cycling, she hit my pigeon. Okay, so you've had this kind of slight fear. So we sent you falconing.
Yes, you did.
Which is a thing they do in posh hotels around the country. It's one of the kind of, I don't know why, but it's like one of those, oh, you'd want to like some falconry for the weekend. So that's what you did. And this was, you're from Limerick.
Yep.
But you live in Kilkenny.
Yep.
And you, who did you go to?
I went to the Hawkeye School of Falconry.
I love the name.
John and Caroline were running it at the Loyrass Estate in Kilkenny.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there you go. There's the posh hotel bit. And what do you do? What happens in on a falconry session?
There's a lot of birds. I can tell you that.
With lots of claws.
Yes. I suppose, look, we went out and we were flying them and they were landing on my hand and flying over my head, Oliver.
I have seen the videos and I was going, have we gone too far this time? She is ducking very hard, no pun intended. But you met actual birds of prey. What birds did you meet, by the way?
So owls, hawks and an eagle as well. Is what
an
I was
eagle?
Dealing with. Yes. Quite big now.
Massive.
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
So the whole fun of it is that you put on the falconry glove, which is a big leather glove, obviously, the claws don't.
You put on a glove
gouge
and then you go out in the field and we'll say the hawk that I was dealing with was Holly, flew up onto a branch of a tree and then the minute you pop your hand, boom, there she is on the glove.
Really, the speed is something else.
Oh, the speed is ridiculous. And I think that's what scared me even more with the video that you saw. That's in slow-mo of the bird coming towards me and going over my head. And I was like, oh my God, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're confronting your fears.
Yeah.
This is the positive spin I'm trying to put on it. What does John, is it, who's
John and Caroline, yeah.
What does he do to bring the bird in your direction?
It was like I was holding the glove and the minute you pop the glove, sometimes we had a bit of food on it and they came down and they were rewarded. But if not, it was just literally holding up the glove. That's the way they're trained. He has them so well trained. But I suppose going in, he wanted to make sure I was okay and he brought out this tiny little owl that was smaller than a crow.
Cutest little thing.
Smaller than a crow. And even my reaction with that landing on the glove, he was like, okay. He was like, but he said I wasn't as nervous as he was expecting.
So, is the owl the starting point?
Yeah, so he started me with the owl. He made me sit down and all. I'm unsure, did he think I was going to faint or something here?
Fair play.
But I was sitting down with this tiny little owl and I learned very quickly, if you don't drop your elbow, they'll keep going to try to find the highest point to perch.
I was
leaning that elbow down and my fist was up to ensure that owl did not move.
And if your elbow goes down, it'll just keep going up to the top of your
head. Yeah, it goes to the highest point. Yeah.
Is that a long-eared owl? Do you know, was it the little owl? He was a beautiful little owl.
I was a small little owl now.
He was cute though.
Yeah, he was very cute now. I didn't really look at him too much. Anytime I looked over there, he was swiveling his head at me.
And then you work your way up to, what are the birds in between then?
So we moved straight from the owl onto a hawk. And I thought it was so funny. Like John went in to pick like Holly because he wanted to match our personalities because he was like, okay, you're very nervous. We need to get a hawk that will be able to, you know, deal with you nearly as such.
So they got a nervous hawk.
I wouldn't say Holly now was nervous. Holly was having the time of her life while Elaine was there going, okay, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this.
And you did.
I did it. Like, and I suppose John distracted me so much throughout this. I didn't actually overly think about this till he started flying us over my head. Now that's when
he's holding a tree to the back of your
head. Yeah, he was standing behind me, as you can see in the video. And then, like, Oliver, if you saw it, like, the hawk was only a foot off the ground and just, like, swooped up in front of me and boom.
It's the coolest thing. It is real. They are remarkable birds, aren't they?
Oh, something else. Something else.
Did you experience the thrill or was it pure terror the whole time?
No, when I went out, we'll say after we did the owl and we went out into the open field, yes, there was terror because obviously the wind was actually quite strong. So depending on what side, like, of the wind the bird came from,
if
it was coming with the wind, you didn't even feel the bird land on your glove. But then if it was going the other way, like, there was a 50-50 chance, like, the bird might, like, try to land and miss. So I was trying my best. I was here like this, holding out my hand, making sure it's far away from my face. And he's a bit closer there now. Drop your elbow. I was like, closer.
Get the highest point.
I'm like, closer. And then, but no, it was really interesting to do.
Interesting,
yeah.
Are your fears confounded now? Have you faced them?
Now, look, I would go and do falconry again because it's controlled, as I said to John.
Tamed
Unsure
creatures.
If I'll take on a pigeon walking down the street.
People who know what they're doing, like John and Caroline of Hawkeye.
Yes, I don't think myself and the seagulls either will be fighting at the beach, you know.
Now, you've really reached the thing that really puts the fear of God into people, thanks to Hitchcock and general dive-bombing seagulls that are in the wild. But the falconry thing, it's a cool thing to do.
Amazing. Like, I didn't realise, like, the sport is 5,000 years old. Like, John was a fountain of knowledge. Like, it's protected us under the Irish Heritage Act too. Like, our president has put that in there as well. Like, there was so much there. He told me it was a sport of kings. Like, it's something that he's been involved in for years. And, like, it was very interesting. And I suppose the information that Caroline and John were able to give about, like, the birds. Like, look, I did listen to us all at times. I was more terror than listening, but
fascinating.
But absolutely fascinating, just seeing, walking around and just seeing how well trained they are.
And imagine that's been paused now, of course, from Monday. And this is concern you as president of Macron La Ferma. All poultry and captive birds will be housed amid the risk of avian flu. The bird flu has gone out. Are farmers ready? Have you been chatting to poultry farmers impact of what this is going to do?
It's what we have to do for the poultry sector. It's mostly not going to affect for the free range flocks, but it is something that we have to do. It's a biosecurity measure. It's very important that we actually protect our poultry sector.
And we're brilliant at doing those agricultural controls in Ireland, aren't we? This is always preemptive.
Yeah, and I suppose it's great to see as well that Northern Ireland and the Republic are both doing the exact same thing as well.
Brilliant.
So
doing as
they are
Ireland.
Actually talking to one another.
And just in case anyone's wondering, John and Caroline and Hawkeye obviously follow all the safety precautions and everything involved. Both your safety and safety in terms of bird flu. You mentioned the Netherlands where you went to college. What were you doing in college over there?
I'm a physio.
Yes.
So I went over to the Netherlands and studied physio for 4 years.
So this is your kind of great grow in life.
Yeah. So, like, I suppose when I did leave insert, I thought I wanted to do engineering. I went back. I repeated the leave insert essentially for the crack because I didn't want to do engineering. I decided against this, went back, got ag science in UCD. And then I ended up in the Netherlands doing physio. But it's very funny to think that I got ag science. And I've ended up in the Macro president, but now I'm also a physio.
And you're going back to physio, aren't you? Because
I am indeed.
You've done enough, I think, 2 years. It's a really busy job, president of Macro.
It's so busy. I was only saying it this morning. This whole week, I've been on the road at 5:30, 6 o'clock every single morning.
Really?
Going to events, doing different, I suppose, meetings, going meeting members. Like one of the days, I think was a Tuesday, I started at 5:30 and I finished up and the computer was closed. I think was this 5 to 12 at night. So I managed to finish all in one day.
You should be on a cabinet minister's salary for that.
I could do with this.
But you must have seen every part of the country.
Absolutely. I have travelled the whole country. I've been back and over as well to Brussels a lot as well. Yeah, so it's been an amazing opportunity to have. And I suppose the elections have started too, Oliver. So I'm in the departure
lounge.
Incoming
president.
Yep.
You're in the departure lounge. Well, unfortunately, you don't get a ministerial big pension with it.
No, I don't.
But you're going to go back into the physio.
Yeah, that's the
plan. Physio job.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Enjoyed every minute. By the way, is Macro La Ferma, do we include the north as well? Is it a cross-border thing?
No, so the Ulster Young Farmers are up at the north. They're actually coming down on Sunday to meet us. So we actually have a meeting with them as well.
On Sunday? So you're working on Sunday as well?
Yeah, I'm working the whole weekend as well.
It's nearly over. Then you can go back to your life.
But
Elena Hulin, thank you so much for trying falconry as visiting critic. And I got the thumbs up. You said you'd try it again.
I'd go back again, no problem at all, to Caroline and John.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's in Hawkeye in the Lyre at the State in Kilkenny. Thanks a million, Elaine. Have a lovely
weekend.
Thanks,
Oliver.